Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're the hosts of the Four True Crime Idiots podcast. We're introducing a new segment in this episode called The Idiot Criminal Club. In this segment, we'll read an article about a dumb criminal that got caught and discuss it. So with that being said, let's listen to our first Idiot Criminal Club inductee. Idiot Florida man impersonating police officer pulls over undercover cop by Philip Jasso from Rare. This article came out in April of 2019. A Florida man who thought he was being so smart and slick was quickly arrested after pulling over a real cop while pretending to be one. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, 26-year-old Matthew Joseph Harris was arrested and charged for impersonating a law enforcement officer. While on the road patrolling the streets of Florida, Harris decided to be the hero of that night and turn on the red and blue lights he had installed in his grill. What Harris didn't know was that the officer inside the vehicle was undercover at the time. The undercover officer quickly called 911 and reported the bizarre traffic stop after not recognizing Harris. Safe to say that Harris was quickly arrested shortly after. And after searching his Chevy Trailblazers, officers found a realistic-looking airsoft pistol. Harris also had a law enforcement light bar installed on the top of the SUV. Deputies stated they have yet to find the exact reason as to why Harris decided to play this stunt. He was later released on bond.
Do you imagine if someone actually pulled a gun at him? And he had a fake gun in him? What's he gonna do? Hey, it's a fake gun!
I know.
Don't shoot at me!
I know, man.
It's crazy.
That's funny.
Florida man.
Always Florida man. Florida. Yeah.
Let's say with Florida. Right? You have a lot of crazy people over there.
I know.
That's all the crazy stories are coming from.
Imagine his luck, though, like being pulling over a cop.
A real cop.
A real one at that. He was all undercover. Let's see.
That's very bad luck.
Yes. And I bet that it was in his grill. Was he even on top?
Kind of like the undercover cops. Yeah. They have this.
Yeah.
Flashers on their grill.
And they always tell you to do that too. Like when you get pulled over and you don't know like if it's real or not, to call 911 to see like, well, hey.
Yes.
Stupid idiot. All with his fucking.
But like I said, what if you pull that bad guy?
Well, yeah, the guy shot him. Like, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my gosh.
It's dangerous what he did. Put himself at risk.
And that's it. That's all that they said. Nothing else. Like, yeah, and it's the further, like.
That was it.
What'd
you
see?
What you see is right there.
Just being a dummy.
He was just dumb, yeah. I think dumb is a nice word.
Right?
Too much of a nice word.
He's making a pillow gun.
Something in return. Deck and return fire.
Well, I mean, like, what's an airsoft pistol though? Like, is that just like a BB gun?
It doesn't hurt. Well, it hurts, but it doesn't penetrate.
That's all.
It doesn't penetrate.
He thought he was all badass with his little fake gun.
they do look real though.
Yeah.
Well,
some that do look real.
Yeah. I've seen some where I'm just like, yeah. Oh shit, and then it's fake. That's crazy.
They usually have the orange tip at the end, but you can just mark color it.
Color it, right?
Yeah.
Just repaint the whole gun, like spray paint it black, all of it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
They're fun to play with, though. The airsofts.
Are they?
Yeah.
They are. Great target practice.
Watch out with the wind.
Yeah. It'll come back.
They curve.
Am I?
Okay, guys. Let's move on to the main case.
Yeah. Today we have a strange murder case for you in this episode of the Four True Crime Medias podcast. This is a case of Dorothy Jane Scott. Dorothy Jane Scott was from Anaheim, California, and was 32 years old when she disappeared on May 28, 1980. Dorothy Jane Scott was a single mother living with her 4-year-old son and her aunt in the city of Stanton, California, just to the west of Anaheim. She was a secretary for 2 jointly owned stores in Anaheim. One store was Swinger's Psych Shop, which sold psychedelic items like love beads and lava lamps, stuff like that. The other store was Custom John's, which was a head shop. For those of you that don't know what a head shop is, it's a store that specializes in paraphernalia used for the consumption of cannabis and tobacco and other items related to the cannabis culture.
The Rocky Tobacco.
Cloud Nine.
What if
smoke shop? They could have just called it a smoke shop.
Yeah, but what if our listeners are not from Harlingen? And they're in the poker system.
Over there, it's kind of a
shock. Co-workers and friends said she preferred staying home and was a devout Christian and did not drink or do drugs.
But she actually worked at a hit shop. It's kind of weird. It's kind of funny.
Well, I just say, like, what? She was a devout. Oh, that is kind of weird, right? Yeah. Like, why would you go work there if you're, like, really.
You don't do that. Well, I guess it's a job, I guess.
Yeah.
If it needed, right? If you're not desperate, well, desperate enough. Like, you can take what you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But can you imagine all the weirdos that she probably didn't? I'm not saying, like, people go in there are weird. But, you know, a few in there that probably go in there are probably, like, sketchy.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
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 That could have been where her soccer came from.
Well, I'm just saying.
Michelle's loving this mic time, guys.
Scott's father, Jacob, said his daughter may have dated on occasion, but had no steady boyfriend as far as the family knew.
Well, maybe she
had one. But maybe she did have one, but because she was so devout, she had to hide it. Maybe, you know, she was
devout. It does happen a lot.
Yeah.
She had to keep it.
Secret.
Secret.
Maybe they were, like, strict.
Yeah, like, kind of strict, you know. I mean, no one really knows how.
But then she had a 4-year-old child, so.
Well, she was not that devout. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I'm
going to
go there,
Michelle. Selling marijuana is like.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Well, it's not really saying, but it's the stuff. I'm not saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's true.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a possibility.
But was she married before, though? Like, or was it out of
wedlock? I haven't seen anything about that.
Maybe after she had the 4-year-old, the parents
would. Right?
No.
I haven't heard anything about that.
No?
Maybe it's just like a. I don't know, accident,
maybe
pregnancy.
It was the baby daddy that was, you know, stalking her.
Maybe.
He was just hiding it very well.
I'm pretty sure that Zorius would have contacted him.
She would have recognized the voice on the phone.
Yeah.
And has he disguised it?
Did you say anything about that?
Have we talked about the voice yet, Ben? Or the caller?
I don't.
So why are you jumping to this?
Hey, buddy.
Why are you jumping, bitch?
We're just discussing it.
I'm joking.
Why are you attacking?
I know.
It's just the way I am, guys.
He's all like, no, when I put that.
I'm Putin.
Okay. All right. So we have that to think about.
Yep.
Could have had a boyfriend or not that no one knew about. Maybe not so much a boyfriend, but maybe a dude that she was talking to. You know, and maybe he was just wasn't the standards, and she had to keep him secret, and maybe he just didn't.
Yep.
Or maybe it was just some dude that she did meet, and he just turned out to be some kind of psycho, and just, you know.
Yeah.
Could have been anybody.
Obsessed customer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
According to reports, months before her abduction, Dorothy was receiving strange phone calls at work from an unidentified male.
Unidentified? Mike.
Identified male.
Yeah, so there's the phone calls.
Yeah, here's me stocks.
But we just.
I'm a stock, but.
Well, did they have, like, was she getting phone calls, like, throughout the whole day, or is it just, like, once a day, throughout the whole week, every day?
It was just
randomly, like, out of the blue.
I think so.
Because you know what? Because that kind of reminds me of another case that they did, like, Lifetime movie on, and it's about this beauty pageant queen. No, I'm just saying.
You and your Lifetime movies.
Well, because they're good. No, but she was receiving strange phone calls too, but her sister was the one who got abducted. And every time they were trying to trace the phone calls, they could never get it because the guy hung up.
He knew the time.
He knew how long. I don't think they ever caught the guy, but it was a weird case too. Because she was just getting those weird phone calls like that too.
Yeah.
Like, saying, like, you know, you're so beautiful, this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary because the sister got abducted at the mailbox there at their house. Like, she literally pulled in, was getting the mail, and when the sister looked back out, she was gone, like, and the guy had him keep him going, saying, you know, like, she was still alive.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It is. Yep.
Craziness.
In this world now, yeah.
The caller alternately professed his love for her and his attempt to kill her.
I'm not laughing at that, people. He was just crazy, I guess.
Is because it's just like, I mean, you're saying you love her, but I'm going to kill you. Like, how does he did that? How did he do that? Like, was he like, oh, I love you?
Flirting. You know what? I'm going to kill you one day.
Hey, but you know what? I could kill you right here. No. That's my plan. It's weird, that guy.
You have a cute smile. I want you dead.
Right?
I'm not talking with people.
That was...
Well, I mean, it's true, though, because, I mean, how are you... Like you said, I love your smile. Mm-hmm. I want to see your head planted on my TV stand and shit. Like, you know? Like, God.
Yes. I get your point, Michelle.
It's a weird obsession.
Yep.
Well, Scott's mother remembered one day he called and said to go outside because he had something for her. She went out and there was a single dead rose on the windshield of her car.
Another creepy fucker.
I would have been like...
With someone, maybe.
Someone made you?
With someone else.
If someone made you go?
No.
What?
Michelle.
If someone asked you to go outside.
This is what we have to do with people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if someone that was randomly calling me like that, I'll stalk her. I'm like, I'm not going to go outside.
Well, yeah, but you go with someone else, maybe.
I'll just peek out the door, maybe, and just be like...
But what if it's out of the window view?
I'll call the cops to come look for me.
Well, that's a good point. Well, good point, Michelle.
Until he's gone.
Well, it's true.
Her mother also said that one call especially horrified her daughter. The man reportedly told Scott he would get her alone and cut her up into bits so no one would ever find her.
He really...
found her.
Did they ever find her?
Did they find her body like 4 years later.
Four years later?
I think around 84, I think.
But did they ever get the cops involved during the whole calling of when he was calling and stalking her?
Well, I don't know about that. Michelle likes to make me look stupid, people.
No!
I'm just saying, if they were involved.
What can you really do?
Yeah.
And then they try to top it.
Trace the phone call,
but like, is there special procedures that they need to go to before they can even do that, or?
I'm not sure how it worked back in the 80s.
Because of the calls, Dorothy began considering the purchase of a handgun and even started taking karate lessons about a week before her disappearance.
So she was thinking about getting a gun.
Yeah.
So she was considering. I thought she did get it. She should have gotten one. Or a pocket knife?
Some kind of self-defense.
Kelly got a sweet pocket knife for her birthday.
So she was...
She was going to purchase a handgun.
Not that bad, but she needed self-defense lessons.
Yeah. She went as far as taking self-defense lessons.
I wonder if she tried or the guy was just too strong for her.
Well, you know what, though?
If you catch her by surprise.
Yeah, if she's caught by surprise, there's nothing really... because you're panicking because you're caught off guard. Mm. But I think it's like what they always say, try not to panic when you're in a panic situation because you need to think clearly, you know?
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, I mean... How would you all be? How would you be if someone comes up to you and be all like, get in the fucking car? I mean, are you not in a panic and be like, okay? You know, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going, you know?
You're scary. You're scary.
That's what I think about when I'm by myself. What happens if this?
What do you guys think about her background story?
What, leading up to her disappearance? Like her whole... Yeah.
Well, the whole case is interesting, actually.
Yeah. It really is, because it's the way she disappeared.
And the way they found her.
And the way they found her.
When they found her.
How long it took her to find her.
As you hear later, Jessica... She was buried with something.
She was?
Yeah.
Whoever got her, you know, picked the perfect time.
At the hospital, man.
Of all times. Well, yeah. Because then...
We'll have to discuss that later, too.
Yeah.
Because you would think that there'd be cameras.
Or security.
Somebody would have seen something.
But then it was in the 80s, back in the day.
Well, they had cameras, but they probably weren't...
Like, sophisticated. Yeah.
They probably didn't know how to go back and check, maybe.
But some stores today have crappy-ass cameras.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Security wasn't around because nowadays security is everywhere. Well, back in the day,
they must have had security.
Different times.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's talk about the disappearance and the murder. On May 28th, 1980, at 9 p.m., Scott was at an employee meeting at work.
I wonder why you have a meeting at 9 p.m.
Maybe they closed at 9, and that's when they decided to have their meeting.
Yeah, sometimes they have meetings after work.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, no.
We didn't mean it to make it.
Yeah, like, sound but like it's just like maybe that was the only time they can do it. To have everyone.
How about before work?
Maybe they didn't have time before.
Mike had used to have meetings before work.
Yep.
You never had one after work?
Never.
Well, that was it.
Who wants to have a
get out at 9 p.m.
Who wants to have a? It's 9 p.m. We just go home. Who wants to have a meeting right after work?
And what job site though? Is it the one where she worked at the smoke shop?
Well, because they were both connected.
sister stores.
Oh, so they were connected.
Yes.
So yeah, maybe, they were like sister stores.
Maybe not so much. Maybe they were just one of those stores that were open 24 hours and they decided just to have a meeting at that time. Because the Vape City over here is open 24 hours, so I'm pretty sure back in the day they had some that was open that long.
Maybe, but
it's open 24 hours.
It's open 24
I'm just
hours.
Asking.
It's not
I'm
like just, it's up okay, to her. It's up to the manager.
I'm just asking why they had it at 9.
Okay, maybe the manager wanted it. Maybe that's why they had the meeting at 9.
Maybe, but this is a weird time. That's what I thought.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never do that.
Nobody wants to go to a meeting after work.
Everyone's ready to go home.
Yeah.
And especially at 9. And you're one that likes to go out and just go do your own thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be stuck at an hour meeting. Cause
the boss wants one.
Well, I mean, that's your boss. You have to.
Well, yeah, I know, guys. I know how it works, okay?
Do you?
This is my job right now, okay? I'm the boss.
And you don't like it. Do you? You got 3 rep books. Just two and
okay,
3.
Right. It's just a weird odd time. That's all I was saying. A weird odd time.
Okay, wait. But maybe it wasn't like a hardcore meeting. Maybe it was like a little like, hey, I need to talk to you about something real quick before you get out of work. Like a
true.
101. You know, try to get
true,
out.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
They were closing because like, hey, but before you go, I need to talk to you for a second. So, you know, let's close up shop and have this little talk and this little meeting. And
yeah.
So maybe that's what it, maybe that was more or less what it was other than an actual like staff meeting. But
yeah, it's just a weird time to have a meeting. That's all my concern is.
The meeting. Yeah. I mean.
Give it the program a show.
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
She knows during the meeting that her co-worker, Conrad Bostrom, did not look well and had a red mark on his arm. She and another co-worker, Pam Head, left the employee meeting to take Bostrom to the emergency room at UC Irvine Medical Center.
Okay.
Maybe that's what the whole meeting was about. The stalker, maybe.
The meeting was about her stalker bit?
No, the stalker, like, attacked the boss, you know, and, like, made, like, set up a trap.
Oh. Because you don't randomly just find a black widow spider just randomly showing up. I mean, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, I think Ben's watching too much mystery movies.
Hey, but you
this
never
is a
know.
True crime.
And you're watching, you trying to watch Lifetime?
Podcast. No.
You're a Lifetime movie watcher, Ben?
Hey, no. Those movies are good, Bubba. Especially the ones in the
hey, 80s. No one knows me as Bubba. Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
There you go.
Those are good shows, man. Until you see one. But an 80s one.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
Or 90s.
How was he acting?
Look.
Oh, my arm hurts.
It's pretty, you know, like.
They say that. That we, yeah,
they
that's
hurt.
Pretty
well, yeah, I know that, guys. I know that. Yeah.
But maybe he, like, was just looking pale, and she was just like, you need to go, and they discovered the bite.
That's true.
I don't know how the bite actually looks, like, you know, but obviously it was maybe a weird-ass bread mark.
Yeah,
or maybe
a box,
yeah, you know. When they're stalking, you know.
Yeah.
Especially the baby ones, dude. Like, maybe he got bitten by a baby one. And he just didn't see it.
But they don't know what he got bit yet. You're jumping again.
Do you know he got bit by something?
Michelle knows the future.
I'm psychic.
Scott then changed her black scarf to a red one. And stopped by her parents' house on the way to the hospital to check up on her son.
Why is she changing scarves, though? What's the difference between changing a black to a red one?
That is a good question.
Yeah, because I wouldn't. If I'm taking a friend to the emergency room, I'm not going to stop by to check on my son and change
let
my
let me
scarf.
Get a scarf.
Yeah, let me go change like from my black to my red one. Like,
we have an emergency.
Maybe she's a fashionista, man.
But
yeah,
to
yeah.
A red one? Like, why are you taking a red scarf to the hospital? You're going to be at the hospital.
Maybe she didn't want to smell like work.
Did she change outfits and change into a red scarf?
Well, I don't know, Michelle.
It's an emergency. Why are you changing
anyway?
That is true. Why go home?
Because look, if she's taking him right to the emergency room,
yeah,
Scott's over here probably dying, and not Scott, but like her dude or her
Conrad,
that's probably dying.
You're making up names, though, Michelle.
And then I'm gonna go stop and change my scarf real quick, dude, and check on my son. I know you're like you. Probably
but remember, there wasn't no cell phones back then.
There's payphones at the hospital. She can be like, hey, mom, I'm at the emergency
room. That is true.
Friend.
No, that is
you
true.
You know,
he
was not feeling well. I had to take him.
Yeah, that is true.
You see?
It's just, if it's an emergency, the guy's going, how does he feel? Are we going to go yet? I'm suffering here.
Oh, got to be changing his scars, dude.
What's up? Well, she was checking on her son.
Okay. Okay, but look.
But you got an emergency. Like she could have, like she said, well, she could have had a phone call.
Maybe her parents weren't expecting her to be that late, and she wanted to go check up on them.
And before was her she place went. On the way to the hospital, though, for her to do that?
Or we have to look on the maps.
Red scarf, black scarf will play you know, later
on. Yeah, they'll play in later on.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you have to force her head, Michelle. You would be bullies.
Why is it changing? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I'm
you
just
got
joking.
An emergency.
It's just a weird...
I mean, when it's I'm just weird. Sick and want to go to the emergency room, I'm all like, I'm not like, let me change my clothes, man. I'm
but,
all like...
But she it. Wasn't I'm sick. Good.
She wasn't sick, but if I was that friend, I would have been like, don't change.
Now, the thing is, here's the thing. Was your friend with her?
Oh, she was going to meet up with them over there.
Maybe she was just going to meet up with them.
But then it says here that she left the employee meeting to take Bostron to the emergency room.
So she was.
She was with him.
Yeah.
So what did she say? Like, I know you're not feeling good, but I need to go change her scarf sick. To the red one and see how my son
But first, doing. It was this. It was mostly to check on her son.
If that was the main thing, was yeah. to see how her son was doing.
Yeah.
She just like, changed the scarf.
Yes.
She's like, well, I've been wearing it.
That's what I'm understanding.
Okay, like.
It was to check on her son first.
Okay.
And while
okay.
she was there, she changed scarves.
I see.
After arriving and after being checked, the medical personnel determined Bastion had suffered a black widow spider bite and treated her. Pam said that she and Scott remained in the ER waiting room at no time. Pam said that Scott leave her side.
Okay, so the whole time that they were... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the whole time that they were there waiting for their friend, she never left her friend. Her
according to what Pam said.
So they were just there waiting.
Yeah, but then later on, you'll see that she did leave her side.
Okay.
So I don't know if Pam's... Does remember?
Maybe Pam's part of it.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe Pam was jealous of her. That's the way some girls are. They're just petty that way.
And
is true.
Why is she giving false report?
Yeah. And they, you know.
Well, we don't know if it's a false report. It's just, like maybe I said, I don't forgot. Know. Maybe she forgot that she went somewhere.
That's true.
Like to the bathroom or something.
But it was either one of them.
I would have been like, well, she did go to use the restroom. She wasn't gone that long.
So he got a spider bite. A black widow spider bite.
Yes.
Those are painful.
Yeah.
But
I haven't been bitten, but I'm sure it is.
I would say so.
Yeah. I wonder how he got bit. At work or at home?
Could have been picking up a box. You know,
there was one.
Maybe in the back he was like unpacking stuff and didn't see one crawling out.
Okay.
Yeah, well maybe.
And then Pam said that she never left again, right?
Well, yes. It says at no time Pam said did Scott leave her side.
Okay.
So,
we'll see if, okay.
But can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Was Pam ever a suspect?
Never seen her.
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that.
No?
Or her friend, Bastion.
Or Bastion, yeah.
Yeah?
Or
his
yeah.
name's Scott.
But they're kind of like, it's kind of suspicious.
Well, I'm
the
saying.
The whole situation.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Damn, dude, even back then, you still had to be careful with your friends.
Yes.
I'm watching y'all.
That's when I said jackals.
We're all, and that's when I said it.
Around 11 p.m., Bastion was discharged and given a prescription. Scott offered to bring her car to the exit. She did not want Bastion to walk too far in his condition as he was still not feeling well.
So she went out to move the car, and that's when it probably happened, right?
Yeah, so he had been following her or following them, you know, the whole time.
But man, that means that this dude had to be at her workplace, like,
yeah,
day long, every day.
I wonder if it's an employee.
That's what I'm saying, because he had to know her schedule. He had to know what time she went in, what time she got out. He had to have no. Well, I mean, how would he know that she was in the emergency room?
Unless he was stalking
her. So he followed her all the way to her house and into the hospital.
He could have been stalking her.
He had been stalking her already.
Yeah.
Or do you think he was staking out her house all day and she came to check up on her son? You see what I'm saying?
And then he followed them. That's true.
Right?
That's true, too.
Because I think she would have noticed if a guy was following her home.
Yeah.
So he was probably parked somewhere in her neighborhood where she can't see him.
Waiting for her at the house.
Yeah.
That could
maybe
be a
he
possible.
Was trying to grab her at the house, but he saw that... She was with someone, so he was just like, I can't do it then.
I was thinking about that.
I want to go...
Get her.
But then she would have noticed them following them to the hospital.
I mean, not really.
Unless he waited a few minutes until they were further ahead of him to start following. And maybe
it's either he followed them or he knew they were going to the hospital. It had to be either one of those.
And like you said, unless it was an employee and he saw it was the other employee, he's like, where are y'all going? I'm just in the neighborhood. And he's like, they're taking me to the emergency room. I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Yep. Or will be. After Pam and Buster filled his prescription, they waited by the exit for Scott. When they did not see her after a few minutes, they went out to the ER's parking lot. Suddenly, they saw Scott's car speeding towards them. Its headlights blinded them so they could not see who was behind the wheel.
So they eventually went out to look.
Yeah, because, you know, they took a
while. Yeah.
She was taking longer than she needed to.
Yeah.
Wonder how big the parking lot was. I mean, not too big.
Yep, maybe a good size.
Depending on the, well, it all depends too on the town and the population, you know, because sometimes you'll have that small hospital, you know.
Like, yeah, I have to do the research on Scan. What's it called? Staten?
Yeah.
And you're Anaheim.
Yeah. I don't know how big that city is.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's true, though. I mean,
it's next to a big city, so it should be populated.
But that means that he, that had to have meant that he saw where she had parked and just waited in that area. Which is even more.
Again, he was following.
Yeah, he was following.
For sure, for that. Scary.
Yep.
So they saw his car. Her car.
Yeah.
But they couldn't see who was driving because he had to blink the highlights on, right?
The highlights on.
Or the high beams.
Yeah.
She was gone long enough to at least get attacked.
Yeah.
He took over the car.
Did they say, like, exactly how long they were waiting for her to...
I don't think so.
Like, from them getting the prescription and then them waiting for her to come back inside? Like, did it say how long it took for them to realize, like, you know...
This is she was took a while.
Long enough for them to go look at the parking lot.
Yep.
So I would have to say maybe a good 10-20 minutes. We're just like,
where is she? Right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if they knew she didn't park that far for the for them to feel like, okay, she's taking longer than she needs to.
So he took off, they took a, well, he took her in her car, right?
Which brings up the next question. So which meant that only her family knew about the calls or her employees too? Because if the employees knew about the phone calls, well, why would the employee let her walk her by herself to go get the car, you know? That so like, let me go with you.
That's true. I don't know. I haven't heard any info about that.
You haven't heard any info about that?
If her work, I'm pretty sure her co-workers knew unless she didn't tell them.
I see the cops were doing a pretty good job of questioning.
I mean, I don't know how it was back in the day, but nowadays you have to wait pretty long for your prescription.
Yeah.
So he took off in her car, right?
Yeah, because I think they were in her car. So that then...
They just couldn't see who was driving.
Because the light was... Oh, that means they had to have been like... That had to have been that the guy was trying to run them over then. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Really.
Or he turned on his high beams on purpose.
So, yeah, so they could be blinded.
They didn't stop...
I don't think they were in the middle of the road waving.
Well, they made it seem like it was that they did. Like, they were like...
They were like on a sidewalk maybe waving at the car?
The light blinded them so they couldn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even when they passed...
That's true. Like, when they turned.
Was it going that fast?
Maybe it was speeding, yeah.
And they couldn't really tell.
Maybe he was speeding.
Yes.
Okay.
They waved their arms to try to get Scott's attention, but the car sped past them and took a sharp right turn out of the parking lot. Initially, both thought Scott had an emergency come up with her son.
But why would they think about the emergency about the son?
That's a good question. There's no cell phones back then. She would
Unless she called them, and maybe they thought she called them.
Maybe she got that moment that she you know, crept away from her for those few minutes. She went to go make a phone call.
Maybe.
But she stopped to go check on her son, though, on the way to the emergency room. So why would she have to go and check on her son again?
And the meeting was at 9, so he would be asleep.
Yeah.
Well, you know the bedtime for the kid.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s.
Well, true.
Laying down
that is true.
By 9.
That is true.
I mean, it wasn't saying like we were asleep by 9, but like, we're in bed when.
Some people... I was up to like, I think 2?
Not me.
When I was like 4?
Why were you up to 2 o'clock when you were 4?
I'm joking, guys.
We weren't included in that.
I was just joking.
What are you doing at 4 in the morning by yourself?
Yeah. Watching the blurry Skinamax.
Hey.
I'm joking. We're going to need that for sure.
Oh, no.
So they thought she had an emergency.
Just took off.
But you think she... if that was the case, they don't think she would have stopped the car and told them, lowered her windows down. Hey, I gotta go home. My son, something's wrong with my son.
That's probably what got their attention.
And she didn't say anything or that she just drove the car drove by.
So maybe they're trying to say like when she drove by and ignored him, they thought that maybe there was an emergency with her son, and that way you know she didn't stop.
Yeah.
But like y'all said,
it only takes like a couple of seconds
just to slow down.
Stop down. Hey, I gotta go. Yeah.
You know what? But they were already out though. She think she'll stop getting it?
She would have stopped it. She would have stopped and said something.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been rude.
Yeah. That is true.
So, question is, though, if they couldn't find her in the car, does that mean she was tied up in her car already at that time? And because you're going to say, like, if someone's passing by and you're not going to see a person in the passenger side, you know what I'm trying to
get? Yeah, yeah. Maybe she was in the trunk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Back seat, maybe?
Back seat.
But they would have said...
Maybe he chloroformed her?
He got somehow.
Somehow overpowered her and got her in the car and was able to take it.
But that's true. I never thought about that, about the two people in the car.
Yeah.
So that's she... So... She was probably in the trunk.
In the trunk. Either he chloroformed her.
Okay.
You know, and had her passed out and had her in the back seat. You know? Or maybe he was able to overpower her and knock her out in some way. All I'm saying is that she was probably tied up in the back seat and that's why they didn't see her.
Or trunk.
Or the trunk.
The scene.
She was somehow restrained.
Yeah.
And a few hours later, after not hearing from her, Pam Head and Conrad Bastian reported Scott missing. At about 4:30 a.m. on May 29th, Scott's white 1973 Toyota station wagon was found burning in an alley about 10 miles from the hospital. Neither she nor her supposed kidnapper were anywhere nearby.
Okay.
So she had a white 1973 station wagon. Yeah. But it didn't say anything about the windows being tinted.
They reported her missing a few hours later?
Yeah.
So back then they didn't have that 24-hour missing period?
I'm not sure, but you think they would have caught someone. The mom, well, maybe they don't know the parents' number.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, again, the friends thought that it was an emergency.
Yeah.
You would think that one of them will at least call her later on. Yeah. Like, hey,
well, you left us.
That's a good question, because if that was a coworker of mine who passed by and was just like, not even stopping to let us know what's going on, and left me stranded with some other guy there, I would have been like, hey,
where are you?
Are you okay? You like left us there, like, what's going on?
You call someone.
And they waited.
A few hours? I don't know. They seem fishy.
I bet somehow it's going to pop out some way. A love triangle was going on.
Between who?
Pam, Conrad, and this chick.
But this took a weird conversation. A hard, weird.
You never know, though. Because you never know, because weird shit happens all the time.
Well, that's
and you're
true.
Like, how did they manage to have that going on? So maybe Pam got jealous or something and hired some guy to come and start stalking her and shit, you know?
True.
Be like, hey, look, this
we're going to be at the hospital.
Yeah, maybe, look, what I'm trying to say, like, maybe Scott wasn't interested in Conrad, but maybe Pam liked Conrad, Conrad liked Scott. You know what I'm trying to get at? But they were all friends and whatever, worked together, whatever.
Yeah.
And Pam was like, you know what, I'm tired of this chick here. Hey, dude, she knows a couple of rough dudes. Maybe. Can you call in and start stalking this chick and whatever, and it just went a little
creep
bit.
Creep out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility.
Get rid of the competition. Because there's some psycho chicks like that out there.
I believe it.
See? Make you go, right?
True. So, she had a station wagon, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of room for her back there.
There's plenty of room. Did they not see it? Like, anything you like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
print fast.
Did they say the windows were tinted that they couldn't see? Because they couldn't see the guy driving because of the headlights, right? Yeah. But, like, when she passed right by,
they had sight angle.
How close to the car?
Like, well, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the car would have to have been close enough to blind them.
Well, that's true, too.
Well, yeah, but how far away from the side view?
Oh, true.
Like, when the car passed.
Well, okay, well...
You would have seen one or two people.
Yeah.
You would see a second.
Yeah, you just spin back.
But she had to be lined down.
If they couldn't see that she was in the car...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would see two people.
They would have seen two people, not just one.
Yeah.
Because would have been like, I couldn't see the driver, but I saw her in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't see the driver, but there was this dude in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So she was lying down.
I'm thinking she could have been already knocked out.
She was already knocked out or dead.
Or dead.
In the back, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on August 6, 1984, 4 years later, a construction worker discovered dog and human bones side by side about 30 feet from Santa Ana County Road. The bones were partly charred, and authorities believe they had been there for 2 years as a bushfire had swept across the site in 1982.
Oh, man, that's sad. So we just landed where the bushfire went over her?
I guess so.
Oh, so he was trying to say, so what they were trying to say is that the guy dumped her body there on that grass, and what happened was a fire started, and she just...
No, they had wildfires, you know?
Yeah, so a wildfire started. So
around her, so she burned.
So that's how she burned.
Yeah.
And what's up with this dog, though?
Where did the dog come from?
That's another weird thing.
So she was
they buried that dog with her.
But no, she didn't have a dog or anything, right?
Not with her at that
time.
There
was no mention of a dog.
Yeah.
But she didn't have a pet dog.
I don't think so. I haven't heard about her having a pet. It's just a random dog buried with her.
She disappeared in 1980.
So two years later,
but
they found her.
But the bones have been there 2 years.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she'd been missing for four, but they discovered that the bones had been there for 2 years. What? The bones were probably charred, and there's believed they had been there for 2 years?
Yeah, because that's when the fire started. That's when there was a fire.
So if they think that... Okay. Now it got a little weird.
Yeah, now I'm kind of weirded out.
They're saying that the bones had been there for 2 years. Are they saying that her charred body was there for 2 years? Yeah. So the other 2 years, where was her body at?
Hmm. Guess she was dumped again, or...
Maybe she wasn't killed right away. Maybe she was held captive for those 2 years, and she became friends with that dog. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Oh, now it makes sense.
And then maybe she was trying to get out, and he killed her and the dog, knowing how much she loved the dog, you know?
Because where was she for 2 years?
Yeah.
That is true.
If her body was just discovered, and they decided that it had been there for only 2 years.
Yeah, that is true.
So that means she must have been alive for 2 years, or he was hiding her body for 2 years and decided just to dump it there.
With the dog.
With the dog. You know what I'm trying to get at? Because there's some sick people like that would keep the dead bodies, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe that was, like, his beloved dog.
And he threw him where he knew the wildfires were.
Yeah. And he's like, here.
That is true.
That's a good question. That's kind of creepy.
A turquoise ring and watch belonging to the Dorothy were also found.
So they found her belongings?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was trying to rob her or anything?
No. How about her wallet? Were her wallet ever found?
I don't think so. See? Never said anything.
Kind of makes the question. For those 2 years, exactly where was she alive or was she dead?
That's true.
I mean, if they didn't find any of her belongings.
Ring and the watch.
Yeah. But was her purse in the car when they found it?
I haven't heard anything or read anything about that.
Oh, but it was burning, so either way.
It was on fire.
It was on fire.
It was probably in the car.
Which meant maybe his prints was all over the car, and that's why he burned it.
True. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why else would you burn that? Because there had to be some kind of evidence in there for him to want to burn it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to get at? And if her body wasn't in there, which means she had to be still alive when he was burning it. So he took her out.
Okay.
Burned it.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't discover her body until...
Four years later.
But they're already saying that, her bones have only been there for two years. So because if he wanted her dead right then and there, he would have just burned her in the car.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
So.
That's true.
So he kept her.
He kept her.
He could have kept her.
Yeah.
She was kept her.
The question is, we don't know if she was alive or dead.
Yeah, that's a good question. Was she alive during the whole 2 years that he was with her? If she was with him or dead. And he just kind of kept the body. Ew, but which means that he would have to have some kind of stuff at his place to keep it fresh and all that if he had it with him for 2 years if she was
dead.
Maybe
a refrigerator?
Frozen.
Back then they used to have those ice boxes.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Those big long ones that you could just put her in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very all creeper and it was like, that's my plaything. I want to go in there.
Now, we're assuming she was dead.
That's assuming if we're dead, she was dead.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe she was alive those whole time that he was set, you know.
Yeah.
Because the whole dog comes into play. So maybe like he got her a dog to kind of make up for not having her son with her.
Or maybe, either got her a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was his dog.
Or his dog. And she grew attached to it, you know. Did it say, I know it doesn't say, you know, if they can determine how old the dog was when it burned or not.
Yeah.
You know, to see if it was an older dog or a younger dog.
No.
To see, like, you know, determine if he got her the dog or.
Yep.
It was his the whole time. And he died and he just decided to bury both of them.
Scott's mother said the watch had stopped at 12:30 a.m. on May 29th, about an hour after Pam Head and Conrad Boscher last saw Scott's vehicle.
So whatever happened at 12:30.
I believe so.
It must have been hard enough or physical enough for her watch to stop. How was the battery life back in the day for the watches, you know?
Is that a coincidence?
An hour later it stopped. Did it stop because she had one of those ones that she had to keep, like...
Maybe he, like, stepped on it, during the struggle?
Well, if he stepped on it while it was struggling, they wouldn't have found it with her remains. So unless he was, like...
Unless it was on her.
Right, and she's trying to fight and whatever, and it got... She knocked it against the door.
So it was an hour before her disappearance. Then it stopped, right?
Then it stopped. Because what time did they see the vehicle pass by? They didn't say, right? They just said that the vehicle was passing by. Okay, let's just give a take. Maybe 11:45, they were outside looking for her. Let's just say he would just search at 11. Maybe it took like 30 minutes for the prescription to be filled. And within those 30 minutes, she took her time coming.
Well, whatever it is, but it was working
fine
an hour
before.
Like it, during her disappearance, and an hour.
It was an hour before her disappearance.
It worked an hour
before she disappeared.
Yeah, no, it worked an hour while she was disappeared and while was missing.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so maybe, well, maybe in the struggle, maybe he was fighting with her.
Maybe they fought again, like struggled again.
Struggled again, and this time it did something to it, and it broke her. Broke, and it just stopped at that time.
Something had to cause it to stop working at the.
I know
that exact time. The same night.
But see, the whole thing is okay. So. Because we don't know for those 2 years that, you know, they didn't find her bodies, right?
Yeah.
Well, she was either alive or she was dead.
For those 2 years?
So if she was alive, she had a broken watch.
Why keep the watch?
Why keep the watch? Exactly.
Or maybe he just kept her stuff.
Souvenir?
And just threw it in the grave? Or it wasn't a grave, right?
No,
it was just there in the field.
Yeah.
But that's my whole thing, though. But, like, he didn't dig a grave, right? He just threw her there?
Yep.
Oh, wait. It said it was buried, wasn't it?
Let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Let's go back and see.
And then a construction worker found something.
This is side by side.
So it wasn't. She wasn't buried.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so she wasn't buried.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, I mean.
I think she was dead.
I think so, too.
The 4 years.
I think those 2 years.
He killed her that night.
Yeah, he killed her that night. But what did he do with her?
That morning.
What do you do with it? For those 2 years before they found it?
Maybe he moved it because someone was, maybe, wherever he had it first, maybe, like, it could have been caught or found.
Or maybe he could have been a Gary Ridgway type person and he was going back to the
maybe.
Yeah. Kind of like Ted Bundy did that shit, too. He would bury the body and then he would go back to it.
And have sex with it.
Yeah, and be all gross. That's nasty, man.
He was obsessed with me. It's a possibility.
True.
You don't know how far he'll go.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I think he moved her there.
You think he moved her there?
Yeah.
Because I think he moved her there too. But my whole thing is like, where did he have her before
they just
for 2 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he moved her because maybe someone might have was about to find her.
Maybe it was like he went the first time around. He had her in an area that was like secluded, but also kind of populated too at the same time. So he was just seeing like people were starting to get near the area.
Yeah, he just moved it.
And he just moved it. And who knows how long he moved it? And they just discovered her body there.
Yeah.
You know. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
On August 14th, the bones were identified as Scott's by dental rig. An autopsy could not determine the cause of death.
So they identified her as by her dental records.
By her dental records.
Okay.
Well, they pretty much knew it was her already by the ring and the watch.
Yeah.
But just to make sure they went ahead and did a dental.
But they just couldn't figure out what caused her death.
And that sucks, though, because it's like, dang, dude, because by the time they found her, she was already decomposed, so there's possibly, unless
they didn't have the really DNA back then, anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. But, like, can they study the bones to see if there's any kind of markings, like, say, due to a knife or a gunshot?
I wonder if they checked for DNA, like, and saved it.
Right? Like, on her clothes?
There's some cases that the detectives save DNA.
I wonder if they did for her.
Right?
I don't know.
And you know what, did they say they found any of her clothing?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, her body was charged to it, so any physical evidence might have been gone.
Yeah.
But he was smart, though, because he knew where to put her, though. If he knew that the black box,
yeah.
Maybe he thought, like, I can get away. Well, I mean.
Her animals would get to.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
So any evidence of maybe him choking her out or stabbings or anything like that was gone?
Yeah.
Yep. This whole murder and disappearance is strange.
It is strange. Very strange.
It was scary back in the day. I think I've asked this before, right? About her co-workers knowing about the phone calls?
Yeah, I don't know if they might have.
I wonder, but was she getting them at home or at work too?
I've only heard about her home. Yeah.
Her home?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe there were times at work she got phone calls by the guy.
Because they did an episode of Unsolved Mysteries on it, right?
They might have.
I think that's how I remember the case. Because I remember... I'm going to look because I have the older version on my Roku app. I'm going to check it out. Because I remember watching it and thinking, like, that was weird.
My Peacock, because the Peacock has it.
Really?
The old episodes?
Yeah.
But they're all, like, numbered wrong.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's good. Peacock, fix your Fix your app, Peacock.
Oh, I know. I hate when they skip episodes too. When you start off with episode one, and you're like getting real good, five. One, two, three, four, and then they skip five, six, seven, eight, nine, and then they give the last two episodes. You're like,
again, Peacock, fix your things.
Yeah, you man.
We're paying.
I'm talking to you, VH1 app.
We're putting
ruining
these,
my black ink.
We're putting
struggle.
These. We're putting these. We're putting these companies on blast.
I know. Wow.
No, I was joking. Don't sue me.
Yeah, like.
Don't sue the rest of us. Sue him.
Okay. Next, we're going to be talking about the mysterious phone calls.
Okay. Those so they calls. Continued. So yes. They, more phone calls happened after she disappeared.
Yes.
Okay.
About a week after Scott's disappearance, her parents received a phone call from an unidentified man who said, "I got her," and hung up.
Maybe as proof there that he did have her for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? That sounds familiar, like that case I was telling you in the beginning about the Pootie Pageant sister that got kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they well, were maybe, they just got, maybe they just got that from that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, no, because this wasn't in the 80s. So I think this was more in the early 90s that it was going on.
Yeah.
But he did that after the sister had disappeared.
Yeah.
He called the house saying, like, "I got her." And he kept, you know, kept calling the... And he would only talk to the... To the older sister and one time to the mom. And each time it was, "I have her, I have her, I have her. She's alive, she's alive, she's alive."
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He didn't say if she was alive or...
Yeah, no. Well, no, that's what he was... Well, that's what this guy was saying. This one. Was, yeah. Like, he didn't say that like, she was alive or not.
This is not a Lifetime movie channel, Michelle.
Hey, but it's kind of the same thing too, Bubba. Ruben.
It's Ruben, Michelle.
Delete.
Okay, so what happened after that?
The strange thing is, the same man called almost every Wednesday afternoon and said either that he had Dorothy or he had killed her.
He was just toying with the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what he was doing. Which, how sad, though.
I know,
you
know, man.
You to get to hear, you know, "I have your daughter," you know?
Yeah.
"I have her, I killed her. I have her, I killed her.
She's alive.
She's alive. She's not. She's not."
And then to do it on every Wednesday. That's kind of weird.
Can you imagine
weird.
The mom, you know, in that phone call every afternoon? Yeah, like, oh Wednesday. My God, what is he going to say now? You know?
I wonder that's if they could change their number back in the day.
I'm not sure.
If they could what?
Change their number back in the day.
That's
well, I'm pretty
question.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure you could, yeah, to call the phone company and be like, "Hey, look," you know? But maybe they did it just in the hopes that they would hear something.
That's true.
Back
about, yeah. You know, about the case. Or no, because at that, with the phone calls, it was when she disappeared, right? That the mom was getting?
Yeah, I think after. Oh, yeah, she was getting some before.
She was getting before they discovered her body, which means, yeah, you know, they didn't want to change the phone number because what if they, you know, she finally calls, you know, and said
that could be true. Like,
"Hey, I'm okay."
Maybe she was alive and she called.
Could back up our theory that he didn't have her alive.
Yeah. But the clock, I mean, the watch.
Yeah, but that was discovered after these phone calls to the mom. Because these happened before they discovered her body, right?
Yeah. No.
Or after they discovered her
this body. This is after.
After they discovered her body?
Yeah. That's what makes it crazy.
It says about a week after her disappearance, they she was getting the phone calls.
What?
Yeah, it says about a week after Scott's disappearance, her parents received a phone call from an unidentified man who said, "I've got her," and hung up.
About a week after her Scott's disappearance?
Yeah.
I thought she was getting them before.
Scott was getting phone calls before.
Yeah, I knew that.
But her parents started getting the phone calls now.
Oh, her parents.
Her parents were getting the phone calls now.
Oh, okay.
After she disappeared.
Okay, okay.
That he's got her. That's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine as the mom, you know, getting that phone call and knowing every Wednesday in the afternoon. And it's probably why they never changed the phone number was because, like, well,
in hopes that she calls. Yeah.
You know, she calls.
And, yeah, that's kind of like the missing.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were just probably just waiting.
The calls are usually brief and usually occur when Dorothy's mom was home alone. Sometime in April 1984, the man called during the evening. This time, Jacob Scott answered and the call stopped.
So was he
watching the house?
How did he know he was still gone?
That's what I'm saying. So it had to be at a time where the windows must have been closed so he couldn't see inside. So when he made the phone call, assuming it was just the mom that was going to be there, the dad answered.
Or maybe he was just brave and talked to the dad that one time?
No, he stopped. She said that he said the dad answered, and then after that the calls just stopped. But it didn't say like what he told the dad though.
Yeah, I think he was just having fun torturing the women.
The mom, yeah, because you know whose heart? I mean, that guy's heart's gonna break for his daughter.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be more the mom because the mom carried, you know, and whatever. So who's gonna be more hysterical about it and not tell him anything?
How did he know? So he must have made a slip up and didn't realize that dad was home?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he was looking at the house, right? Around it?
Yeah.
Or keeping an eye on it, and he knew when the mom was alone because maybe he would see the dad leave. And maybe this time around, he
came at a certain time that the dad was gone.
He was still there, you know? So when he called, the dad answered, and he was just like, oh shit, and he hung up.
Yeah.
And just didn't bother making the phone calls again.
Yeah. He was somewhere and came late, and he thought the dad was gone.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm trying to get at? Like, like that was probably unexpected. Like, maybe the dad just unexpectedly had the day off, or he had to go back, or he... Maybe he was getting ready to leave, but didn't see him go back inside the house. So maybe,
did the dad have a set schedule?
Maybe the dad did. Maybe the dad had, you know, have their schedules. Or maybe
it was someone the dad knew, and he got scared and never called again.
Oh, it could be. It could be, because why would you all of a sudden start making phone calls once the dad answers? I mean, you would want to talk to the dad, too. You know, like, hey, I got
both
or whatever, and he's like, oh, shit.
He recognizes the voice, and you're done.
Yeah, did they say it right? Like, oh, you know, like, he's going to recognize my voice. There you go.
Yep.
Which comes to the next question was, what did the parents do? Like, did the parents were into anything in the school?
He was part of that. He was one-time owner of that shop that she worked at.
Oh, he was.
But then he wasn't working, I don't think. I think he sold it.
And so she stayed there working?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I think that's whatever. I may be wrong, but I think that they owned the buildings.
Okay. Oh, the buildings, but not so much the shops. Did he own the buildings and the owner of the shop, you know, rented from them? And maybe the owner and the dad, maybe they're butting heads about rent or something, you know?
True.
And the owner's like, you know what? I want to suck your daughter, and I'm going to torture, and I'm going to torture you all, and...
Maybe.
You know?
Yep.
But, I mean, did the cops dig that deep into it, though?
We don't know.
Hopefully they did, but it's really an odd...
Very odd.
After Dorothy's remains were found in August 1984, the family started receiving calls again. Police installed a voice recorder at the Scott residence, but were unable to trace the phone calls because the man never stayed on the line long enough.
So he knew about not to stay long on the phone.
Or maybe he knew he was being watched.
Yeah, maybe he knew the cops were there. Maybe he knew, like, what was up. But see, it's like in that Lifetime movie I was telling you about. that was also happening, too. They could never get the man on there long enough to trace the phone calls to see where it's coming from until, like, literally years later when she recognized the voice of the man, and it turned out to be some janitor dude that was...
I wonder if it was loosely based on this case.
Sounds like it.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm telling you. That's why I was just kind of like, well, wait a minute. That sounds familiar, too, on the phone calls and all that. I'll give you the movie. And you don't have to watch it.
I don't watch a Lifetime movie, Michelle.
I'm
going
to still give you the name of the movie.
Okay, give me the title. I'll watch it.
Okay. I'll give it to you right now because I forgot the name
of
it.
Okay, well, it's fine.
Like, skip through where the sister gets kidnapped, and then just from here and there, and you can see how it's kind of similar. Yeah.
I don't know how to watch a movie by skipping.
Just fast forward it.
I have to watch it from the beginning.
Okay, we'll watch it from the beginning. But, I mean, you're going to like it, though. You'll get into it.
Okay.
Before you know it, you'll be watching Lifetime movies.
You'll be wanting the old ones. I'm telling you. Those are the best kinds.
I'm finding a service for that. Streaming service.
Okay.
A possible motivation in Scott's murder surfaced on June 12, 1980, when an unidentified man called the front desk at the Orange County Register. The paper had run a story that day about the case. A managing editor told police the man said, "I killed her. I killed Dorothy Scott. She was my love. I caught her cheating with another man. She denied having someone else. I killed her."
I think I might have a motive. Okay, let's say he's stalking her, right? And he's all crazy, thinking they're together. You know how some guys are, right?
Yeah.
So let's say he goes and he's stalking her house when she goes, checks on her son before she goes to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So he sees the dude in the car, freaks out, you know, trying to get it, like, who's that? Who's she with? Oh, she changed from black to a red scarf. So where are they going? So he follows them, sees that they're the ER. She had to go get the car.
Yeah, he took the opportunity.
To get her.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? Because if she didn't know who it was, like you're going to know who's calling. You know, if you know a person who's talking, you're going to know, like, but it sounds like so-and-so. You need to check on him, you know, like.
And what if it was a customer?
Maybe. Did they ever say that they she had a frequent customer go in every time she was working to go see what she was doing or how she was doing or...
It does make sense
because you think about it, you know, you just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You're stalking someone. You know how it is to be creepy, I'm getting very right? So... But look,
he confessed on the phone and she was with another guy that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She cheated on me, see? We don't know how the guy looked, like how sick he looked, so maybe he didn't look that sick, you know?
Maybe like an everyday looking guy.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, he had the bite and whatever, but maybe he just wasn't, you know, like, feeling anything at that moment, so he looked okay, so yeah. He's like, okay, well, where are they going? They're going on a date, you know? Who's
yeah.
For him to take at that moment to do something.
Maybe, like, she was helping him walk, and they were, like, hugging.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Because yeah. Maybe he was stalking her at work and at home. So maybe when they were leaving, she yeah. was holding him like this because he was that sick. And he's yeah. like, well, what? You know? And followed yeah. her to the house to see what was going on. Followed him back over there.
Yeah.
And had his opportunity. Because if you think about it, how long was he stalking her before he actually took action?
We don't know.
You don't know how long the... So for it to be that night of all nights?
But maybe he... Maybe he'd been stalking her for a while, but then finally got the...
Because he saw that...
The gumption to, like, call her.
Yeah.
And taunt her.
And be like...
Or stalk her, not taunt her.
Maybe at first he was just like watching her moves, seeing what yeah. she was doing, her schedule.
And then he started calling her.
And then slowly started being like... Hey.
Let's see how long this is for months.
For months.
The editor also said the caller knew Conrad Bostrom had suffered from a spider bite the night of May 28th. He also knew that Scott had been wearing a red scarf. Neither of these details have been published in the June 12th article.
Oh.
Not like someone she knew.
He was talking.
But how did he know about the spider bite?
So that takes...
It has to be an employee.
Yeah, so that takes away your last theory.
Okay, but look. My last theory about... which one? I had so many.
But I mean, like, where he saw him with... That guy.
Okay, yeah.
Boston.
Oh, and he got
jealous.
So maybe she had... Maybe he was a secret lover that no one knew about. Because there's some people who...
Bostrom?
Not Bostrom. Scott. Because they're saying that...
Well, of course she had a secret...
No, I'm saying that maybe this dude that got her was her secret lover.
A co-worker. How else would he know those details?
It has to be a co-worker.
It has to be.
Maybe it was the manager. Was the manager guy or girl?
Well, isn't Bostrom the manager? Or he's the owner?
Bostrom was just a co-worker.
Oh.
Did they say who the manager was? Maybe it's one of those lone workers that keep to themselves. You know what I'm trying to get at? So now it's narrowed it down to it could be an employee. Now, is it a regular employee, the manager?
Well, because it was during the meeting.
During the meeting.
That's what you know about the spider bite.
That's what she knows, the spider bite on the guy's arm.
Oh.
It could be a co-worker. Now, which co-worker? Yes. It had to be a coworker that was there in the meeting. Did they say how many employees were there?
No.
It could be that maybe that meeting wasn't for the whole employees, but just for those that were there that night. Maybe
true.
They're like, okay, look, y'all come in at this time, so I need for y'all to stop this, and that.
Maybe it was just whoever was there.
Yeah, whoever was there.
Yeah.
So...
And they knew she was going to the hospital, so...
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't make it obvious that they were following her.
They were following her, or maybe he was following her. Okay, maybe he didn't follow her to the house, but maybe he knew where they were going.
Went to the hospital.
So he went over there
instead.
Before they did. Maybe he went over there before they did.
Oh, but wait. He also knew that about Scott wearing the red scarf.
Well, yeah, he would have seen them get off at the hospital.
Yeah, the hospital. She had it on already.
He didn't know she changed, though, right?
Yeah, she...
Yeah, okay, look, because if she was at the meeting, he knew...
Oh, but that's just a part that the cops only knew.
Yeah.
About her switching
scarves.
And
he mentioned it.
So that's him.
Yeah.
The color is him.
The color is him. But
yeah,
now
he knows details.
Yeah, so now we have to determine who could it be. Is it the manager of the store? Is it one of the employees? Is it just one guy or two people in and on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I hate that bitch. Yeah, that's kind of killer, you know? We'll start by stalking her.
I like your reenactment.
Yeah, you like her reenactment.
That was good.
Color also claimed Scott phoned him from the hospital that night. Pam Head disputed that claim, saying she had been with Scott the entire time and she had not made a phone call.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay, so you had said that there was at one point where she did get away
from him? Yeah, I saw a YouTube video and the host said that She went to the, and she used the phone.
So she did call somebody?
No, the bathroom, not the phone, the bathroom. The bathroom,
so she did
the But she maybe went to the phone.
To call somebody?
Maybe.
Do you think that maybe she and the Stalker guy had something going on, and she was not embarrassed to tell anyone, but she didn't want no one to know about it because maybe he was just one of those dudes that, you know what I'm trying to get at? Like, they're going to be like, why are you with him? Like, you're with him? Like,
how? Well, true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to get at? Yeah, like, why that guy? Like, why are you with him? And, you know, she was embarrassed to say, like, I'm with him.
Yeah.
You know? And he was starting to get kind of psycho and jealous because, well, she's not flaunting him. She's not letting people know. But, you know, she's all but, cool.
Yeah, there were reports that she did go to the bathroom.
There were?
Yeah.
So maybe she called that guy to be like, hey, I'm here in the emergency room.
She didn't really go to the bathroom. She went to make the phone call.
You know, I'm here in the emergency room with those. Maybe he wasn't in the meeting. Maybe he was an employee. But maybe he wasn't at the meeting because he wasn't working that night. So maybe they had plans. That's why she changed her scarf. Because why are you changing your scarf?
That's the whole...
You know?
Yeah.
So she called and be like, hey, Conrad got bitten. We're over here in the ER. You know, I'll let you know when we get out and whatever.
Yeah.
But he was already, you know, and then from there to there, he showed up.
I think she might have made the call.
Yeah, she probably made that call to that guy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people can be so secretive and you wouldn't know that they keep...
But why would Pam... That kind of makes it interesting with Pam head, or the Pam lady.
Why is she lying?
Yeah, why would she say that she never left her side?
Triangle, I'm telling you. I bet you anything, somehow later on in the years to come, she's going to be involved in it. Her name's going to get popped up.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, but... You know?
I don't know, it's just,
I don't know why Pam said that she never left her side, and
if there's some reports that she did.
And it is weird.
Yeah.
The whole situation is weird. Unless Pam and that guy had something going on.
Boston?
Yeah, no. Pam and the killer.
Sorry, Boston.
You know, but maybe they had something going on, and maybe that's why she kept it a secret for so long. That's true. What she didn't tell no one anything, because maybe he was with Pam, and she, you know, because if you're a devout Christian, you don't want to be known as a homewrecker, you know.
Well, that is true,
too. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
So, like... Maybe it was some kind of love triangle. And he didn't want Pam. He wanted Scott. And maybe Scott was like, hey, dude, you gotta leave me alone. I'm not, you know, down for this.
But why kill her?
Because she didn't want him. Some guys are like that.
Wait, I'm confused.
I think that maybe Pam and the killer had something going on, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes. I'm sorry. I get it.
But then maybe, and then Scott and the killer got something going on, too, and they were keeping it from Pam. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yes.
They all work together.
Yes.
But maybe she just didn't feel right about it because she was a Christian or whatever. So she's kind of like, hey, look, you know what?
Bring it off.
Yeah, before she started getting all those phone calls, maybe, you know, she broke it off before then.
Yeah.
And then the phone calls started happening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he put like a towel over the phone. So when he made the phone call, she couldn't recognize.
There's different ways.
Like, get a towel and call me and see if I can recognize your voice.
Or maybe when she went to the bathroom, Pam called the killer.
Hey,
that
is another good point, Ben.
She changed.
There you go. See, I'm telling you.
Did she change her red scarf?
They need to talk to Pam a little bit more better and see what's really going on.
Pam, if you're there,
questions, Pam?
Contact us. We want to talk to you.
I mean, there's a whole conspiracy.
You're my number one
suspect,
hey,
right now.
Dude,
suspect right now.
Let me tell you, I played that hunt a killer game, and you can ask Soli who always gets the killers right. This girl right here.
You're a detective now?
In my head, I am.
Yeah, it's good.
In my head, I am.
I hear a lot of good stuff about that game.
Hey, you don't get cheated on for 13 years without becoming a detective.
Okay. Well, we're not talking about that right now, okay?
But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, and it's so sad because the only one who truly has the answer is no longer here to let us know exactly, what's going on.
Investigators believe the anonymous caller was responsible for Scott's death.
Yeah, he was.
He had to have been. There's no way you know that much.
Yeah.
More likely.
Yeah, because he knew a lot. Especially if only the cops knew about what was going on.
Unless maybe Pam was feeding him information.
Yeah.
Pam,
Pam, I'm telling you, Pam needs to get looked into a little more.
Come on, Pam.
They dismissed Pam and Conrad a little. Well, maybe they didn't bother with Conrad because he was already suffering. But I'm telling you right there.
I don't know. Pam.
Pam needs to be
investigated more.
Yeah, what's her last name?
Head.
Pam Head needs to be looked at a little bit more.
Yes.
And question her. They didn't question her more? Like,
you think
like,
they should have.
Hey, look, your story isn't adding up. You said that she wasn't by your side, but there's proof or evidence that she did leave your side. Yes. So, you know? Like,
why are you lying?
Let's talk about the suspects now.
All right, let's get into that.
Her son mentioned that he heard there was somewhat of a suspect in the case. The suspect's name was Michael James Butler. And apparently, Butler was an unstable individual who lived in the Orange County area at the time and was really very religious. But some say he might have been involved in some kind of cult activity.
Which brings up the dog remains.
So you think maybe he sacrificed the dog?
Some kind of ritual.
But how was... Oh, but the dog and her were burned, right? Like, so they can't really determine how she died because she got burned.
Yeah, from the wildfire.
From the fire. Okay, well, you know. Or... maybe he didn't like the fact that she was religious herself and working at a place where they looked down on that stuff. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yep.
Because she didn't mind working there. I mean, there's no big thing about, you know, weed and stuff. But
back then, it was a different time.
Yeah. So maybe he was just kind of like, you know, like...
maybe it was some witchcraft going on with the dog bone.
There you go.
Yeah, he sacrificed the dog, maybe.
Sacrificed the dogs, or maybe he just... happened to have, like he said, witchcraft, and he just so happened to have dog bones on him. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
Like, not so much maybe sacrifice him there with her, but he used the bones in some kind of ritual on her. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yes.
So he used the dog bones. Who knows, dude? I can look that witchcraft stuff up real quick. But, you know? But.
The witchcraft we have is very religious.
Oh, yeah, we have a detective witch right here, baby. No, but. Because the dog is weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
Pam, I still want to talk to you.
Pam, was that your dog, Pam?
People who told her son, Sean, about Michael Butler also told him that Butler was obsessed with Dorothy. Butler's sister, who was a singer in a rock band, worked with Dorothy at one point at Swinger's Psych Shop, where Butler worked as a machine shop. Butler worked as a machine shop maintenance employee just across the street
Across the street.
It's starting to make a little sense.
So his sister worked at the psych shop with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is this Sister Pam?
I don't know. Apparently she is a rock star back in that day.
Okay, well... you know what, then he has to be at least the number one suspect, right? Well, obviously, because if his sister worked there, and he was obsessed with Dorothy.
What a major coincidence that his sister was there.
But, like, there. Was her... oh, and she maybe the sister was at the meeting, and her sister went home and said, like, oh, she had to go take so-and-so to the ER because he got bitten.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Something was wrong with him.
Yeah.
The only Pam and... Dorothy knew about his bite.
Yeah, because he worked down the street from them?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe he well, what kind of shop do you have? So machine shop?
From machine shop.
It was like, what, five? Right?
I don't know.
A machine shop? I mean, why would a machine shop say, oh, well, let's see, was there closing up? And did he own the shop?
I haven't read about that.
And maybe he saw them leaving? It could be I think
the sister told him.
Yeah, like, hey,
maybe the sister knew that he was obsessed with her and he liked her.
Maybe she didn't think nothing too serious about it. Like, oh, he likes her. Like, she didn't think that he was like that crazy enough to be like, I'm going to stalk her now.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be like that. Unless she was just helping him.
We need to talk to you.
We still need to talk to you, Pam.
We need to talk to you, Pam.
And the guy's sister.
We need to talk to Butler's sister. Because that's odd. Unless Pam was talking to
her and Pam are friends. They used to work together.
No, they were co-workers, yeah.
And maybe Pam had a thing with the brother.
But the brother was obsessed with
stuff. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he had a thing with guys that are going to switch up on girls no matter what. So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe
I'm a good guy, Michelle. I don't know what you're talking about.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe before Pam started working there, Pam and that dude had a thing going on. And then Scott started working there. So his eyes turned on to Scott.
Yeah.
And then Pam was just kind of like, really? You know? Like, maybe Pam and him didn't have anything serious, but maybe they were just like, you know?
I see what you're saying. Yes, but I don't know. I don't like that theory of yours. I don't like that theory of yours. I don't know. Too far-fetched, maybe.
There's been weird cases.
Well, that is true. That is true.
But law enforcement did not have enough evidence to consider him a suspect or a person of interest. Butler ended up dying on June 28, 2014, due to a terminal health issue.
So they can't even question him?
No.
But I wonder...
I mean, even if they wanted to, I think they still have to give up. They need to have still probable cause to go and talk to him.
You and know, arrest him,
So either way...
They didn't have enough evidence.
They didn't have enough anything. Which
it was just like hearsay that he was obsessed with her.
They can't really go on that.
Yeah.
I think if they had said he was obsessed with her and there was an incident one time where he did something to her, yeah, and she made a report on it, you know, then I think maybe that's when they can be like, okay, well, we need to go talk to this guy because back in the day at this time, you know,
yes,
he was over here harassing her.
Yeah.
It's just it's like this. It's so sad. It's just like, oh,
you want to solve it?
Yeah, there's so many answers. And
Pam, tell me something. You know more.
Was Pam at the funeral?
Oh, I don't know.
Pam, when you talk to you.
Pam, were you at the funeral?
Pam, were you at the funeral?
Pam. I don't know, because I don't know why she's saying that she wasn't around, that she was with her the whole time, but then...
She left. That's yeah, a key part right there.
That's the only reason why I still think that she... Not that maybe she wasn't involved, but maybe she knows something.
That she's not telling?
Yeah, like maybe she wasn't involved.
She knows more than what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe she knew maybe something was going to go down that day.
We still need to talk to you, Pam.
We still need to talk to
Pam.
You,
Pam.
You're a suspect in our eyes right now.
Yes. Sorry.
But how sad is she?
Not sorry.
It kind of shows you what kind of loyalty she had, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know.
We're joking, Pam.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just very strange.
Another suspect being mentioned is the Golden State Killer because of the way he would call and harass his victims, which the killer did. And because the GSK was in the Los Angeles area in 1979, the year before her murder. Long shot.
That's a long shot, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a long shot.
Just because he would call his victims.
But
wouldn't continue. Would he continue to call them?
He was more straightforward.
Yeah.
Their houses.
Yeah.
Different MO.
Yeah, so I don't think that's it.
I don't think it's him.
Did you ever watch that?
Another Lifetime movie show?
They did a miniseries on him, yes. it was like a 2-hour movie.
Lifetime, we're promoting you.
They did. It was
you want to be a sponsor?
I'm sponsoring Lifetime so I can get a free subscription. Oh my gosh. But no, for real though, that was an interesting movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They go into detail.
Am I going to be a Lifetime movie fan now, Michelle?
You might.
You trying to convert me?
Yeah. Only the older ones, because now the ones that they're making nowadays, no work on that Lifetime. But... Okay, so he was in that area in 79?
Yeah, I don't think it's him, though.
No, but what year did they catch him, though?
Not too long ago. Was it like 2 years ago?
I have no idea.
A year?
The Golden State Killer. Like
2 or 3 years,
maybe. That's,
maybe 3, yeah.
That's the older white man, right? The one he got, they got him through the DNA.
Yes.
I got him confused with the Gary Ridgway dude. That's why. That's the one I was telling you about. Not the Golden State Killer, but the Gary Ridgway.
Yeah.
That dude is the Lifetime movie that they made. It started, I forgot the name of the guy who comes out on it. He had his own show for a while.
Yeah.
But he played the lead detective. And I think it was like a 2-part thing. That one was very interesting.
There also could have been a secret boyfriend that Dorothy kept secret.
See, that's that's another thing.
See, and I keep going towards that because the only reason why I'm saying is because he keeps saying that she cheated on him. And I'm like, well, then...
I mean, that's the case. Why do you keep on picking on Pam? Poor little Pam here.
Well, because Pam's...
We have multiple theories.
Yes, we have multiple theories here. Urban, that we're going through here.
Okay, everybody. Everybody calls me Bubba. Just to let that out.
But only because... She said that she didn't leave her sight, but then that's the only reason why.
Yeah. I know. I'm just
kidding. But I keep thinking that maybe she was seeing someone. And I think it was more, it was somebody that she was not ashamed so much to bring him around the family,
maybe,
but
she just
pretty
did.
Much knew that he wasn't going to be approved of, and she just kind of wanted to keep it to herself, you know?
Maybe because she already had a son.
Yeah.
And the parents, maybe her parents would.
Were kind of like, you don't need to bring guys around or be dating or anything. Yeah. You know, you're single.
Yeah.
Now let's discuss our theories.
I have so many, I don't know which one to pick.
Stick with one.
I have so many, though.
Give us airtime.
Okay.
Yeah, give me your
theory. I'm going to change it to Michelle, the three idiots. True crime idiots. Okay, no, okay, dude. My theory is, okay, like, obviously she knows the guy. But I go back and forth on that a lot.
Yep.
But I do think it is a coworker. I think the guy, you know, because he knew about the spider bite.
Yep.
And I don't know. I feel like maybe it was somebody that she was just keeping a secret to herself, that she just didn't want no one to know.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe like where Pam had said that she didn't get out of her sight, but she did.
Yeah.
Maybe she went to call and be like, hey, I know we had plans tonight, but I'm here.
You're clear. It's over.
Sorry. I know we had plans tonight, but I'm here with a coworker. He's sick and whatever.
Yeah.
And he told her, and he just, you know. And maybe he just got tired of being a secret.
And maybe Pam just didn't. Maybe she just didn't realize that she took off.
Maybe she was in her world and just realized when she came back. Yeah. You know, like, oh, you know, maybe she didn't realize she left.
Yeah.
But I think
I'm sorry, Pam.
We're sorry, Pam. Maybe
when you panic, you're thinking straight, remembering everything.
Yeah.
But I think it was the secret boyfriend. I'm gonna go with that theory.
That worked at the.
Shop? That worked there. That Hatcher had worked there. Okay. For him to know about the spider bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was a coworker. He knew too many details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially about the scarf.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. And especially if no one really knew about that either.
Except the police.
The police and whoever was with her.
Yeah. Two other people that were with her.
Yeah.
Someone knew what was going on.
Yeah. But the thing is, though.
Pam, please.
Pam.
We need to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, that's my theory.
I'm leaning towards the same thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like a secret boyfriend type?
I don't think it was. I don't know, but that butter guy seems.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's so many.
So many that you can't pick. Telling you.
Because, again, the cops didn't have enough, the police didn't have enough evidence to at least consider him a person of interest.
Yeah.
Right? But I think there is a secret, like Michelle said.
Or a obsessed ex-boyfriend that maybe worked there too.
At that time?
Yeah.
Was she dating the whole store or what?
No,
one.
One. You said ex.
An ex.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
An ex, not multiple exes.
But maybe it was maybe she had an ex that worked there.
And so he's not agreeing with you then.
Huh?
Because he said.
Your stories cheated. Are kind of like the same, but they're different.
But he's saying, like, she cheated on me. Maybe that's her ex, but he's still, in his mind, they're still together. Cause yeah. It's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see, that could be a good possible thing, too. Maybe they were exes that were still friends. But wouldn't she recognize his voice, though?
Yeah.
When she's...
that's true.
But like you said, maybe he did something to the phone.
I'm telling you. With a towel.
Yep.
I'm going to do that, Derek. Does anyone
have live on this podcast, Michelle?
Why not?
Gonna try that?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know how to do
that. Let me call the podcast hotline.
We don't have a hotline.
Not yet.
It had to be somebody. But knowing she was getting those phone calls, though, too, she wasn't exactly that scared to be out and about on her own. You know?
True. Yeah.
Because I think I would have been like, hey, go walk with me to the car. So, you know?
Hope you all enjoyed this episode of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and please follow us to 4 True Crime Idiots podcast on all of our social media platforms. All of the links will be in the description. Until the next episode,
always be aware of your surroundings.
Stay safe.
Stay vigilant.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.